My new course, Back to Basics, is starting very soon. It's an adventure every time to launch a course because it demands a lot of energy from us to focus on something, make it happen, and not to postpone it. There was a lot of sort of micro operation around me meant for me to postpone the course, which I did for a few weeks. You know, from maybe January, February, you know, and then, you know, you can postpone it eternally if it continue. And you have also in your life people kind of send specific triggers. Sometimes they are not like directly related, but they will have a specific effect on your mind, saying, okay, I can wait two more weeks, or these kind of things. So everything here is so interesting to observe. So Back to Basics is starting now, which is in a very interesting context. We are surrounded with, I would say, it's very hard for us to relax and to regenerate and to kind of keep our corner of the reality like a little heaven. And that's what we need to do. And this course is about knowing ourselves better, keeping on knowing ourselves better, keeping on spotting the signs of programming all around us, the very specific ones, the signatures of some backdrops around us. There are many, many different templates, it's fascinating to study. So we will study as well the signatures of current and past events, you know, the insertion of predictive programming, how it leads to manifestation of these operations we see deployed around us. We can study the signatures of such engineered operation as well as the signs of fragmentation that we see all around in our culture. You know, it can be covers of books or leaflets or cover on social media. And many times you can spot fragmentation there. It's a good indicator that it's meant to reprogram you instead of, you know, elevating you, assisting you to elevate. There are lots of encouragement to dissociation all around us. It can be object with different faces or these kinds of things. We can also study all the Masonic loyalties. So after the trucker operation that was meant to generate false hope and kind of give like a release, but it's still a harvest of energy, predicted still, engineered still, led by different agent, you know. So now we are facing other forms of controlled narratives, staged political events, and when we are afraid, it's like it's as if it was real, you know, the experience of the body, you know, everything is mind. So the experience is as if real, and we are gonna face a lot more distraction as we have been facing the last years at all levels on the collective. And there is also a lot of distraction on our personal life to overcome. There is just a lot. Here we have seen deployed the use of propaganda once again, the use of images or videos taken out of context, even sometimes from video games, and because it's presented by the media, many believe it to be real, you know, still trusting what's coming from our televisions or and it's funny the way I, for example, learn about the deployment of this operation is from usually from the reaction of people around me reacting to this operation being launched, and then I'm kind of leveling up with what's happening. So the stress is real for the reals, and that's the energy they are targeting. Here, as soon as we are going outside, even sometimes within our own homes, it really depends whom we're living with, but it's rare that everyone is real around us. So every time we go out, we are faced with these frequencies of simulation everywhere we go. Sometimes they are more concentrated than others. And here, even if we don't fall for the mainstream narrative, we might fall for other layers, because it always comes with many, many different layers. And additionally, you have people around you who are falling to some different degrees for these kind of operations. And so all of this for everyone creates a lot of anxiety, and these anxious states are not so nice to be in, and our visions are being disturbed, or plans, like it was the case the last years. Timelines are being shifted with this operation. That is why they are engineered. So they are meant to trigger dormant programming into active programming. You know, it's like it's dormant until it's asked to be brought to the surface, becomes active, and you know, a minute earlier, you didn't really know it was there until it was kind of reactivated. That's what all of us have inside of us, is also a lot of dormant programming that can be kind of called back to the surface. A lot is being done to seduce the ego, including with victim savior programming. You know, a lot of spirited beings have a very active savior implants. You know, it's a constant work to deactivate this very active programming, and it can be extremely triggered, and you know, your whole body gets triggered into fulfilling different roles, and it feels so real, feels like the great mission you are invested with. And that is what we call also cover and false memories, is when we think our experiencing is in a way, and then maybe 3 months later we realize, oh, that's not what I thought it was. And that's how we break false and cover memories as well, when mind control is first, when the experience is less intensely triggered, that it's easier to process and kind of reflect on what was really happening. So there is something really exquisite to finding moments of inner peace and making our microverse very, very strong. And this savior programming, for example, it is very complex, because sometimes it's activated for backdrops. So, you know, spirited beings want to save a backdrop. Backdrops are usually very skilled at triggering that programming, because the victimhood consciousness is very widespread. It's widespread everywhere anyway. But when we think about it, it's very fascinating to, when you realize you want to save, or you were triggered to want to save someone generated from the hologram, who is just designed to trigger your programming in some ways, or create a sort of illusion. So You can also be triggered in severe programming by other spirited beings who are very, very, very attached to victimhood consciousness and who won't make the efforts to kind of integrate that consciousness and find a sort of exit, at least from some very, very active layers, because it's like an ongoing process for everyone here. And only the energy of the real spirited being is what matters for the architects. So this is what they are targeting for the constant harvest, that these anxious states, these fear states, these hysteria states, these like intense deployment of energy. So it is really about protecting our corners of reality with a lot of sanity living there. So this engineering is something that I will address in the first module of the course Back to Basics, alongside with many other themes such as our environment, where we were born, our parents who were there under the suits. You know, it's always very interesting for us to keep on becoming aware of what is really hiding in this very complex reality to navigate. Also, relating with other reals is very complex, can be very fulfilling in some ways, can open doors to other multiverse. And in addition to that, it's going to be also a very active frequency signature training with images and videos to review some of the handler frequencies and frequency signatures. In my life, I've been falling for many collective and personal operations until here, way less now, but the system is always upgrading to where you are and adapting and sending new templates. I did spend years in unfruitful relationships where nothing was really built. It was more like a distraction of my focus, of my research, of my observations and my findings. I spent a lot of time chasing phantoms, traveling to look for that inner peace and that healing that I really desired. And I have found so much relief to fall less and less, so much relief for my emotions, for my life force energy. It is fascinating how many artificial creations are here in our lives. And for me, seeing the engineering behind all of that really always made a lot of sense. And something I've been getting better at learning as well is to come back to that sense of all is well, because in the end it is, and get myself to that other shore of peace as quickly as I can and as safely as I can and as lovingly as I can, kind of really protecting that energy, and also very connected to a bigger picture. So even things that appear very tragic on a 3D level if you zoom out, you and can really experience the bigger experience in your own body, then it is a different story. And very often suffering can stop really, really quickly, like immediately, thanks to that knowing. And most of the suffering here is based on many, 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 many different layers of illusion. So that sense of all is well has been really helping me a lot the last few months. And I've been tracing a lot of progress on how I cope with a very disturbing and traumatic events. So this is the last minute call for Back to Basics, with the four modules dedicated to deprogramming, and also to train our senses to be more effective, to detect it all around us in our personal lives, on everything that we see in the media, not to be in reaction. Because very commonly we want to replace something that we lost with something new that would fill the gap. But then what happens if we don't do that? If it's not the right time? It demands from us a lot of mastery of all this nervous response and all these impulses. And it's really not easy when the whole body is triggered into this reaction, but it's really worth it. So I'm looking forward to start, and I'm thanking the participants to join me in that experience that we're going to share together. And I intend for it to be in our highest interest for us all.